Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be here. It's a little time. The fountain of life is flowing. Scripture says, come, drink freely. You drink until you are satisfied.
Amen.
But you can never drink enough while this time lasts. Amen. The Lord bless you all. Let's just bow our heads before the Lord. Father, we are grateful yet for another time, Lord, that you open this door.
Amen.
That we might sit on your feet to hear even the words of life. We pray, Lord, that you remove every distraction from our minds and give us the ear of the heart, that you will hear on our behalf tonight and speak to us so that our faith can be anointed to receive that which you want to give to us. We also pray, Lord, if there be any need right in this auditorium this afternoon, that your Holy Spirit,
amen,
will supply. If one is confused or in despair, in need of help, deliverance, healing, direction, we know that the name of the Lord is the strong tower.
Amen.
The righteous will run in and they are saved.
Amen.
Father divine, come and have your way.
Amen.
Bless this word.
Amen.
And grant us peace.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. This afternoon, I would like to speak on faith, building our faith just in line with what we were saying in the morning in a different way. The message this morning was actually reminding us who we really are. Yes, we may be in this world, but we are not of this world. The communication of this world, like I've been said, the activities of this world, if we are not careful, we could be distracted.
Right.
And then you are carried away, you start running like every other person. But it's not supposed to be so. We run, we aspire, pursue, but we remember that we are first spiritual beings that are clothed in natural bodies. And the natural is temporal. When the time appointed comes, we will leave this natural body and we catch our real persons and go away. Amen. Another thing, just as a reminder, because I was reviewing the message in the morning, I know that there were some lines that were left off just before I opened this discussion this evening, is that it is not only in dreams and visions that the Lord can deal with us as believers, so that everyone will not seek to want to have a vision.
Right.
Everyone will not seek to want to have a dream. You may not dream, you may never dream. But the Lord can speak to you in your heart. You can have the gift of discernment. You could have the gift of faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That you come in the meeting like this and the Lord will lead you to a sister and say, sister, I just feel like praying with you. Sister can pray with a sister. A sister can pray with a brother. Amen. We are heirs together of the kingdom of God. And we complement one another.
Right.
I am not complete without you. You can't be complete without your brother. Mm-hmm. But I cannot be complete without the sister. So, they all joint will have to supply.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit is one. That's where the checking is. It will fall back to the word of God. So that we know that we have received truth. And this truth must do a work in us. So we don't sit down and get frustrated. There is still healing. Even when you go to the hospital, it takes God to send you to the right place. I believe in medical healing, scientific healing. I believe it. It is the gift of God. It is God that has given the knowledge. It is God that has given the life. But where that all fails, then the supernatural must come in.
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe the supernatural, then there is a problem. Either because you are in a scientific environment where all the big things are made have been turned very little and handy. Where we are in Africa, it's the opposite. We have to believe God or we are finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you go to the hospitals and what you call the emergency, if you ever come to see, maybe I'll just one time, I sent a photograph of an emergency ward to a brother in one part of the country. And then the person who is admitted in the emergency ward is holding the drip that is being passed to him. Who will do it for you? You have to hold it. But he's fainting. They say, you just hold it. And he sits down. He's good. So if such people will not have the God who will answer them, because there is no science there, then they are lost. So God, He does all these things. We have to have a balance. But God also will sometimes allow some trials to come our ways to draw our attention.
Right.
All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. If you cannot hear God peacefully, you will hear Him in trouble. That's for sure. He's calling, especially like I look around, the greater portion of this assembly is supposed to be the youths. So where are they? They are hearing, they are listening, but they are not hearing. The Lord has to stretch His hand on them. We have to believe and pray for that.
Right.
Those seats that are empty belong to some persons. And they are not going to come. They are already here, but somehow they are distracted. Amen. So we said in the morning, we will not lose one inch of land to the enemy.
Right.
The sovereign God, in His sovereign economy, in His sovereign government, will not lose one inch of land.
Right.
So He sent forth His word, the word has gone out from Him. It will not return void. It was accomplished that which it will do. In the general body, then as individuals, it will do what it must do in us.
Yes.
So, God is dealing with us. We must have fellowship. We must fellowship with the Lord, one on one. Then we fellowship one with another. Then we access the things of the Spirit. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 3. Of course, you know, most times it's good to remind ourselves of things that we already know. Amen.
Amen.
If I come here talking about, it is not you that I'm going to talk about, the seven thunders and things and things and things. We are dealing with that every day. But we are talking now about the other part, the mechanics. Those things that you don't see, you know, talk about the dynamics and the mechanics. So, a school of thought say, oh no, we stay with the mechanic, just the word. But what the word does, we also need to know.
Right.
The word must profit. We must have profit through the word in us. It must produce something.
Right.
So, God does not bring a message just for entertaining. He doesn't entertain. It's for a stage. We are not a Pentecostal group or a charismatic group.
This place is not, this is not a stage. It's where the word of God is coming. And for everything God does, there is a purpose.
Right.
Now look at this message in Acts chapter 3 from verse 1. Please let me read from a bolder text. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, as 3 p.m. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he lifted up and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. May the Lord bless the word. Amen. Another scripture is in Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. From verse 1. Yes. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk'? But that thou may know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins," he said unto the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house." Amen. Let's leave it there. Praise the Lord. These two scriptures, there's something I want to bring out by the help of the Lord. When I returned from the travels we had from Nandi in Fiji, after going around for the past 3 weeks, and we came back to where we started off. I was resting in the hotel, very tired, asking the Lord for strength, because when we actually returned, I was very tired, because I had preached already about 33 messages, two messages
every day, except for the days of travel. When we flew in the morning, I could just preach in the evening. And then, so I was really worn out. And I was just asking the Lord for strength. And I did not know that the Lord was fixing to do something. You know, when you think it is over, that's when God starts.
Yeah.
Amen. His ways are not our ways. And I just was there asking the Lord to heal my body, strengthen me, help me to recuperate. Because the eating time was not just walking. We got to finish the meeting as late as 1 a.m. And then we go eat. So I don't know what to call that, whether lunch or, or breakfast or whatever. or late supper or early whatever. So we eat 2 a.m. and eat 2:30. And then we start going to the hotel to lay off and then go back. I was actually sympathizing with Brother Tui. He's a very strong brother for his age. Because before I went to Fiji, I saw a vision of him. I saw, because I read Brother Tui's testimony a long time, and I really don't know what he was looking like. So I saw this fellow and having a torch, you know, the Olympic torch that they used to run. So he had this torch, and he was actually jumping from one island to the other island to another island with a torch. And when he jumped into an island, people would run with their own lights and with their own lightless torch to get the light. And so I told him, well, I said, brother, I think that we are going to contact a lot of people for the faith. He said, oh, brother, nice. Well, Fiji is a closed place, especially Nadi, they are closed, they are not open like that. I said, you just leave. So the result came when the Lord has to open to the eyes of the people. I said this morning, we baptized over 20 brethren from the Seventh-day Adventists, and over 13 from Assemblies of God, including the pastor, the senior pastor of Assemblies of God. God opened his eyes to see truth, and he repented and came, because Jesus said, if you keep my commandment, trust John, said, if you love me, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So it is not, it's not something like you say, I love Jesus, and you see the image of post photograph as people take today, it's Christmas season, I love Jesus. That's not it. It's talking about the word.
Amen.
Amen. If you love me, it means if you love the word. So this happened, and we got a total of 98 souls
coming
to the Lord with all their heart, with tears and really. So the Lord gave me this opening, and we came to the meeting that evening, and the Lord just told me to pray for the sick. And I was ministering in this, and great testimonies. We didn't want to bring that up first, because the word of God is, it is not surprised to God when these things happen.
Yes.
Amen. So, and if we keep to God's mind, we shouldn't be surprised when it happens. He has already said that these signs will follow them that believe. But let us pay attention to the more important thing. So this afternoon service, I want to talk about something that is laying somewhere that in these two scriptures that we may not have taken notice of. Amen. We both know these stories, a common story among believers. Beautiful gates and the man sick of the palsy and the great healing. It's not about the healing now, but there's something I want us to see. And the Lord grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me start with this last one we read. I was thinking about this fellow, the man sick of the palsy, just because of what Jesus said. Jesus was in Capernaum, and the Bible said it was noise that he was in a certain house. And they brought a man, four persons coming, carrying this man sick of the palsy. The thing is, those men that carried this man sick of the palsy actually didn't know him. They were not related. Amen. They were not related.
I'll tell you something. In life, you are popular and being loved when you are strong, when you are successful. When everything is going well with you, the world loves a person like you and they will go with you. But when trials comes, your real friends you will know. Amen. So, in this time, when we have strength and kicking and moving, the real friend ought to be the Lord and His family. But these people that I've now mentioned seem to be the people that maybe are troubling us. They want you to come to church. It's calling you for fellowship. It's calling you for this. It's actually no time. We'll do that if there is time. But you've got to run business. You've got to walk. But the strength you are using to walk, the wisdom you use in going out and coming in, is not yours. It's a bold wisdom. And God gave them. And one day, He will take it. When He takes their life, He takes everything. So, this man, sick of the palsy, was a great man. He was, sometime at a point of his life, a wealthy person. Someone that was known in his own little position. And then sickness came. Now, God said to Satan in the days of Job, "Have you considered Job myself?" Satan quickly said, "A man can give what he possesses for his life." What does he mean by that? When somebody is afflicted, no person makes a budget that if I have trouble, I'm budgeting $3,000 for trouble in the year 2019. Nobody does that.
Right.
Correct. But when the trouble comes, it could be an accident, it could be a loss somewhere, it could be with the children, that money will come out. But it was never in the budget. And when it comes out, if you are a Christian, you will come thanking the Lord that it was provided. You don't think about the problem, but you just thank the Lord because provision was made for you to deal with the problem. Even when somebody dies, that is why we must learn to get closer to God and understand Him. If you think that it is only by those good moments and things, when things are moving well, then we can just testify, Paul said, glory in your tribulation. Even when we lost our loved ones, we will still return back to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
That we were able to go through that time, those hard times, those painful moments, we will still thank Him. So it is better to thank Him all the way than waiting for those hard moments to come before we start saying, "Oh, well, we just thank the Lord because He helped us out and then He was our comfort in this time of pain." Let Him also pre-comfort you before the pain comes.
Right.
So that you don't feel the pain when it actually comes.
Right.
Amen. So, this my friend, being a great man that he was able to deal with certain things, he started, you know, dishing out money to physicians. On the advice of people, there's a doctor somewhere here, so he went. The health continued to deteriorate. Why? God wanted to do something. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
Right.
There are extra luggages we carry. Until we drop them, we may not be delivered from those afflictions that are hidden within us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The extra luggages we carry is slowing us down
right.
in our walk with God.
Right.
And God is going to bring certain affliction. He will allow certain affliction to come and ease those weights off us
mm-hmm.
and make us lighter so that we will be able to climb. Amen.
Amen.
The journey that the race we are running is not a sprint.
Yes.
You run with calculations.
Because it's a distance race. It's a day-to-day life race. We keep running stage by stage. You get to this junction and you don't need to compete. We are not competing. Amen. We are not competing. Someone else might be faster. Allow him to go. There is still going to be a point where everybody will meet. But you just run. Make sure you don't stop. Make sure you don't fall. If you fall, it's not a problem. Arise from your fall. Keep running. Clean up and keep moving. So, this man was still confident that, okay, I still have these millions left. I will solve. So, he got failures here. Failures here. Failures here. No problem. Do you notice? Even when we take people to the hospital and they die, we still pay.
Right.
True. Yes. We graciously pay. And the medical science, what it is today, is not what it used to be. It's not what God raised it for in the days that it came. I heard in America in those days, early days, that doctors used to carry their bags and they would walk in the night. They were like preachers and they would make noise in the streets. Is anyone okay? Is everyone okay? You need a doctor here? And, oh, maybe a mother is, the young child is having fever. I say, she will come out. A doctor, please. Here? Where? Then he flashed the torch. The doctor will go and do the best he can. Help. They will just give him anything. Just an appreciation. Such men will not lose the kingdom of God. Yeah. They will be remembered for their good works. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yes. They may not know what we know, but they will be remembered. Mm-hmm. But today, it's a different thing. It's outright business. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that is not what it was meant for. That's not what it was meant for. But this is the world we live in. So, this man paid and was paying until he started selling. He had paid off all and he started selling. And the health was going down. Until the time when his family members could not tolerate him any longer. The strong man had been stroked. He had gotten just bent and then they abandoned him somewhere. They had to do better things. Life had to continue. The wife had to move on. Friends had to move on. And they felt he had nothing. They just kept him somewhere. Now, Jesus was passing. Maybe he passed about 11 in the morning. And it was noisy in Capernaum. And this man was trying to struggle himself towards the road from where he was kept, shouting, "Help!" This little voice that he could come out. And there were two men that were coming, going, rushing to Capernaum, but they were already late. They wanted to meet Jesus. They meet Jesus in the last town. And in Capernaum, they were already late. So, but when they came, they saw this man by the roadside, and he said, "Stop, stop, stop." He didn't even know what was going on. He said, "Why are you rushing to? I'm hearing some noise." He said, "Yes, you go ahead. Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet, he's here. That's why we're rushing. And we're already late." He said, "Please, can you help me?" "What? Do what?" "Carry me." Friend, we have not helped ourselves. How can we help you? Helping you will slow us down. Amen. Your solution may actually be in a box you don't like. Maybe wrapped up in a pack of problems, a challenge, a test. But then he said, I have something. I have just one land I will sell. And just help me. Anyhow, I want to see Jesus. We are already late. But the other friend said, let's just help him. Forget about anything. Let's just help. So they tried. They carried him. But the balance will not be there for two persons. Another two were coming and he stopped them. The same man, he was the one stopping them. "Can you help me so that we can be faster?" I said, "We are already late. We want to meet up with Jesus of Nazareth. The program started this morning and we don't even know." And okay, but they helped. Now when they got to the place,
there was no way. It was a lose-lose end game. There was no way they could get in. The Bible says there was even the door. The door, you could only hear his voice. You could not even see because the people outside were more than the people inside. Amen.
Amen.
These men, they were listening to him, and he said, break the roof. Someone's house. That was not his house.
Right.
If I get better, I will pay. That's the faith.
Mm-hmm.
If I get better, I will pay, but I need to see him. That's a good idea. They went up, broke the roof, and they wouldn't throw him down. Somebody had to jump down. Now, you know, they were late. There was no way they could see Jesus. But because of they were carrying this man, amen, they were right in front of Jesus where they broke the roof and stepped down. Because two had to come down, they sent, collect him, and then the other jumped down. And four of them were standing right in the front of Jesus Christ. Now, look at what Jesus said. He didn't say to the man, sick. He didn't say, I've seen your faith. But he saw the faith of those that carried him. Their problems. They were standing before their own solution just because they did not let that man alone.
Right.
Now, if you look at Acts of the Apostle also, you find out that we have something, an underlying thing, a statement that is not commonly talked about. In verse 2, a certain man lame from the mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate. Do you know the work it takes to take an unproductive person daily? But somebody took out time, and I don't think it's going to be one person here. They're driving out to the office. We got to help him. And they gave him a lift to where he used to beg. He can't help them. He can't pay them back. But they carried him daily and dropped him at the gate of the temple where he had chosen to wait for his help. And he kept doing this. What is he looking for? He's looking for deliverance. But in his mind, deliverance for money. He will collect that all his life and be there. Then one day, the help came. Peter and John were passing. It's not their first time of passing there, but when they came, they looked at the man. It was the hour that the Lord wanted to do something. I just love it. I love to be at the hour where God is doing something. And I've been favored to be there most times. A lot of times. Praise the Lord. That's why I was telling the church in Fiji. I said, it's not because we prayed so much. It's not because we fasted. Yes, because we took a long time fasting and praying before we went. Because the Lord spoke to us that going to Fiji will be difficult. But you will go. So when we heard that, I got these messages from sisters in the church and brothers. The whole church came together like never before. We stayed in one place for 7 days. We were praying and fasting. Staying there. Now, we were praying for the problem in Fiji, but right in that time that we were praying, God dealt with a lot of problems. A lot of problems. There was a sister, the sister of our deacon, Brother Umai. The wife was pregnant, and they gave her a date for the child to come. And the date passed by 18 days, and the doctors were now saying that there's a problem, that they had to operate her. And you know, when you talk about that in Africa, it's a problem. It's not like here where you gladly go and then they come out and bring the child. No, for us, that's the problem because we are not yet there. Most times, they don't come out alive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's fear when you talk about operation or cesarean, all that. We don't want to hear. So I called her and said, sister, just come here. I was seated, we were leading prayers like this. And I said, you said the doctor said what you said. She was trying to cry. The doctor said this. I said, pregnancy is not a sickness, it's a process. And I said, come here. I said, lay your hand on your belly. She laid the hands and I put my hand there. I said, let the process begin. Go. That was in the morning. In the evening, she couldn't go home. She started feeling uneasy. That night, the child came.
Amen.
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 I like to be there. By the grace of God, it has been happening that these things, when it is your time for blessing, I will appear. Yes, it's good to be there, to be a witness. And you also must be witnesses. Amen. So, what happened? These men were taking this particular man every day. The Bible says daily, they laid him at that spot. But they were not there with him. It means they laid him there, and when his clothes of work, they will come to carry him. But there was a day they came back to get the man, and the man was waiting for them. He actually was waiting for them to tell them, oh, he said, they saw him, they said, where is our friend here? He said, oh, he's around, he's talking to people. People were gathering, you know. That was the day he talked most in his life. Because every day people will be gathering, what happened? How did you feel? Everyone, there are people who want to know, did anything, did the water pour on your head? Did he touch you? Did he say this or what happened? Did they pull you? Did they bring a doctor? He was talking and explaining. And those men, you know how they would have felt? That God had honored their little faith.
Yes.
The faith of inviting somebody to hear the word of God.
Amen.
That little exercise of saying, come and see. That little exercise of handing out a brochure to somebody and say, just see if you can just read something, if you find time to just read maybe two or three pages in here. That Jesus said, seeing the faith of these people, he saw their faith and turned to the man sick of the palsy. He was not a young man. Like you think, maybe he was younger than Jesus. Jesus is a son. He was a man above 50 years. Mm-hmm. Amen. And Jesus in the flesh was about 30 years. And he said to him, son, the spirit was speaking. Amen.
Right.
Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. That's where the problem is. Our God, who healed our diseases, who forgiven our iniquities first, then he will heal the disease.
Right.
Now, what iniquities? What is that sin? There's something that God wants us to see. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Right.
Not the name of a church.
Right.
Not the name of an organization. Not a certain way. Not religion. The name of the Lord.
Amen.
He was going everywhere preaching the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. Pointing that time has come that the Holy Spirit will come down into the hearts of men and keep them and prepare them as a down payment until the heavier thing will come and take them away.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
People were hearing. They were listening rather. But they were not coming to the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, in Acts, the Bible says, when this man stood up, it should have been a thing of testimony. The common people testified. They were happy. But the religious people had a problem with that.
Yes.
Amen. Maybe it was talking about, in what way did they perform this miracle?
Right.
I was talking with some people a while ago, especially now. They could tell you that there is, you know, the Holy Ghost, you have to receive the Holy Ghost in a particular way. I don't believe that.
Amen.
Amen. God is not a familiar spirit.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But what we will check, whatever way you said you got the Holy Ghost, we will check if the Holy Ghost you got has been able to lead you to all truth.
Right.
If not, then there is a problem. You got the ghost of your church.
Right.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Because we have many ghosts flying around.
Right.
And that's why when you go to different churches, they have different manifestations.
Right.
You go to this place, they just want to shout. You go to this place, then you must shout. They go to another one, they want to cry. If you don't cry, you don't have it. They go to this one, they want to scream. They want to sing. If you don't sing, if you can't have the blending voice, you don't have it. But the thing is, that truth, that Holy Ghost you have claimed to receive, if it does not bring you back to the Word, amen, then you've got something else. Amen. So the Bible says that God had visited the Gentiles, not for any reason, to call out the people for His name. So these men were angry. How is it that this Peter or James, whatever they call John, whatever he calls himself, they have come to cause an uproar, and they caught them up and began to interview them? By what power or name have you done this? It's the same question.
Right.
He said, by what power? If Jesus was going to answer that, when he said, you err because you don't know the scripture of God, now it's power. The power of God is the word of God. The name of God is the word of God. Amen. In Psalm 138, I want us to look at that. Psalm 138. Verse 1 and 2. Psalm 138, verses 1 and 2. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So, the word of God is hidden in his name. The name of God reveals his word.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So, this is where our faith must be built on. Praise the Lord. In a certain place, Paul said that he looked at the man and he saw that he had the faith.
Right.
To receive.
Right.
Now, what faith did the man have? How can we explain that he had this faith to receive? If Paul had not preached to him, but he was looking at Paul, our life itself are epistles, written epistles, correct?
Right.
So he had looked at Paul and he had accessed Paul in his heart and have accepted him by the life and things he has heard that this man should be some servant of God also. And he was looking at him keenly, constantly. And Paul looking at him, the deep inside, not what the eyes could see. Something on the inside shook it. They touched. There was a connection. And then he looked at him and said, seeing that he had the faith to be healed, he spoke healing into his life.
Right.
The same thing. If you come to God, you must believe. You must believe. Don't say, this thing I can talk with the Lord, this one I cannot. No, it's not like that. Our God is interested in the very small things, little things that you think are not important.
Yes,
there is nothing you cannot talk to Him about.
Yes,
be it in marriage, be it in parenting, be it in career, whatever it is, bring it to the Lord. Discuss with Him. Let Him interact with your mind. Let him twat your own mind and let his will come to stay. God is a healer. He's not a liar. He's not a student of healing. No. He's not a student of medicine. He is a healer. He's a creator.
Right.
And the creator will never fail. Amen. He is going to do it. His word has said so. Someone stopped him one time and said, Lord, if it be thy will that I may be made whole. It is my will, he said, I will. But like brother said a while ago, amen. When you check gifts of healings in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 27, some he gave miracles, some healings. Because there are diverse kinds.
Right.
There are people that the Lord will deal with, and it will take some time, they start to recuperate, and they come into fullness. Because if God is trying to show you something, if you don't get it, you don't move. We all attended some schools one at one time or the other. If you don't pass from one class, you're not allowed to go to the other class. You can't say, I love the other class. You have to pass from here to there. So he deals with us in that way. Healing process. There's miracle. Instant healing. And then the Lord can use the fellowship of brethren to bring about healing. Amen.
Amen.
So there's something we need to contribute. There's something, because a person may come in and the faith of that person cannot see beyond the trouble. Yes. Don't say this person doesn't have faith. Faith itself is unconscious. Amen. You could have the faith and don't know that you have it there. Amen. But the thing is, if you come, believe the truth, pay attention to the word of God. The thing is, if you are able to focus on the revelation of his word, to catch it, you may not understand. Amen. The land will not be given to you in 1 year. You may not understand, but watch it and be able to identify that it is God talking. It will come. So they let down this man. And when they brought him before Jesus, he looked beyond the man.
Right.
He saw their faith.
Right.
The faith that they had to wait. The faith that they had to slow down their physical movement. That you are slow physically does not mean that you have loosened out. No. That does not justify your spiritual race, your spiritual speed. They were slow physically by helping this man to come. The other ones were carrying daily. But the pay time came. Who paid? The word of God did. The word of God did. The faith of uncovering a roof. Whatever it is, you need to uncover that roof in your own life.
Right.
If there is a roof that you need to uncover to break up, break it up. Not a physical roof now. The roof can be a hidden sin. We break it up. Amen. The devil does not lock a man until he's able to hide a secret within. You have a habit. You keep it. How do you want to overcome? I'm praying about it. I'm praying about it. Praying about it is not the solution. Amen. Let it out. If you don't like something, you can't hide it. Yes, let it out. When you are bold to let it out, when you put the enemy to shame, the enemy gets away because he doesn't want to be exposed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was sitting before a sister and her husband, and she had some problems, and she was saying, I don't know, I'm having this problem, and I kept looking at her constantly. Then I said, sister, the solution has always been with you.
Right.
If you want it, you can get it. I asked her, I said, if water pours on the ground, can you get it back? She said, no. I said, when is it dark? What season? Or what time is it dark and cloudy? Say, when is it about to rain? Say, after the rain, does it still get dark? He said, no. I said, then let it out. Say, you have something to tell your husband. I'm going to stand up from here. She said, no, please. Be here when I tell you. So it is true. And then she let it out. Everyone was shocked. The husband was just staring. She let it out. And when she did, he prayed. And the Lord healed.
Right.
Just last week. It's not many days. Just last week. Secrets. We need to let it out. Uncover that. There is no smoke without fire. Keep praying. Keep seeking. You might be seeking the wrong way. Look within first. Before you start looking outside. Oh, this problem came from here. This problem came from here. What about from within? Look within. For us to have proper healing.
Right.
The healing, I'm not talking about disease alone. I'm talking beyond disease. Beyond disease. Some person could be losing their minds. Some person may not be able to concentrate. Maybe you could be afraid of the future. You know, you're uncertain about the future. What does the future hold for me in the next months, in the coming months? I'm feeling somehow, I'm forgetting things, and I don't know. Maybe am I going to dementia or something like this? No. You don't need to. The Bible says they will spend their days in prosperity, their years in pleasure. It is true.
Right.
Amen. It is true. The disease of the Egyptians will not come upon you. I believe it is true. It is true. Brother Abraham said to us, the devil cannot take you away if God is not done with you.
Right.
So what's the fear about? He's with us. A mighty, terrible one. But we need to uncover the roof. Yes. We need to lay down at the beautiful gate. We need to lay that trouble down at the beautiful gate. That's where it will be picked up. Bring it to that beautiful gate where we just open up. And that may help us, because that's one side. What about the other side? What if a sister comes to us and says, "Sister, you see, I have this habit and things like that." And then you were so sweet and you prayed with her. And after 1 year, she left the church. And then you go and start saying to people, "No, you know that sister, you people didn't really know her anymore. Do you know she was doing this? I was the one who prayed with her. She came to my house and told me. I didn't even know whether she told the pastor, but I didn't tell anybody. But now that she has left, I'm telling you, no, you don't have to do that. That's not maturity. She told you in love. Keep it that way. Amen. My sister, I have this request. Brother, I have this problem. Pray with me. Say, when you see one falling, in the spirit of meekness, considering your own self, restore such a one. Amen. So when somebody is ready to break the roof open, don't discourage the person. Amen. When somebody is ready to lay at the feet of the beautiful gate, don't discourage the person. The paymaster is the Lord. He surely will pay. Amen.
Yes.
So we should come to him in that faith and trust. Because we want to pray. I want us to pray this afternoon. And let the Lord reveal. The Lord can show you something. I'm very sure of that as daylight. In the last two meetings, I brought those children, all of them that came back. Some of them were coming to be baptized for the first time. And I told the church, there was wrong information passed about these people. Lots of things were said about them. I said, but I have never met any set of wonderful, loving youth like these ones. And the church was saying, said, yes. Any person who is able to come to himself and knows the road back home is a wonderful person.
Yes. That's right.
Don't say, I've never fallen. Yes, you don't have the opportunity. That's why you're not falling. When you have, you will fall. So respect those who fall and come back.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Those who have left, getting busy, they've left because of marriage, they've left here, they've left this, running around, or another girlfriend is there, or I'm going through, I don't find anybody in the church, so I'm going out there. They will come back. When they come, that's not the subject to talk about.
Yes.
They are not believing. We received them. They broke the roof and met Jesus. They laid down the gate and met Jesus. Because Peter said, "Men and brethren, why do you look unto us as if it is by our own power we have done this thing? It is Jesus of Nazareth. Same name, same power. Hallelujah." So they are coming back. And when they come, our doors are open. We will receive them. We will love them. So I told the church, I said, "Well, I'm very tired, but these young people have requested us to have a special meeting." That was the 36th meeting my meeting is supposed to be 37. Now, this was the one we added and made it 38. So I said, okay. I don't know where to squeeze the time. So I said, we finish service at 12:30 in the night, 12 a.m. in the morning. I said, okay, who do you sacrifice to meet me at 3 a.m.? So I went to the hotel by 1:30. Slept till 2:30, 1 hour, and the brother I brought, that brother wake me up at 2:30. By the time I wake up at 2:30, he was far gone. Then I say, "Brother, wake up! You were the one to wake me up, and now you're still sleeping." We went back to church. 5 minutes to three, a.m. I was there. And you could see the eagerness in these young people. They were waiting.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, I'm really tired in the body. But you are going to pray for me. We will pray together. And I said to them, but before we pray, if you are struggling with any habits, and you know that you have actually crossed the river, and you're on the other side, be bold enough to tell us. And the lady said, I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to say it. I said, tell us. So she said, I met this boy, and then we dated, and then I loved him so much, and then I discovered he was into selling of Indian hymns and smoking, and I started smoking Indian hymns. And I left school. A lot of them left school. And I said, it's not the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But the best thing is, you realized and you come back. Said, but how did you come? She said, I was just sitting down and a voice just told me, leave this place.
Yes.
I said, glory. Right. I said, I heard the voice too. I heard when the voice said, come back home.
Right.
And we all cried. It was so emotional. I just, tears came from my eyes. And then she made the move and others started talking. Things that at the time I said, okay, it's okay. They said, my wife said, no, let's just pray. Let's just thank God. They started praying and thanking the Lord.
Amen.
Then I said to them, if the Lord have received you, he would give you a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pray for another lady who came here, and I spoke with her. She said she's not going to come back. She's actually staying with somebody else's husband. And she doesn't want to come back. I said, let's pray for her. Now, when that sister came, she was one of the best girls in church. Oh, brothers, he that thinketh his time that should take heed.
Amen.
Lest he fall. What happened? Job opportunities. She got the best of jobs. And then the bus turned job to friendship. And then the bus had pushed the wife off to New Zealand for a long holiday of 1 year and is camping her. She didn't tell anybody. I never knew her. But do you know God could talk to his servant?
Right.
Yes. I was talking to the mother and I said, you have a daughter that is not here. Can you bring her? She said, she used to come, she won't come. I said, just invite her. And she brought her. And I spoke to her, I said, you are stealing something that is not yours. I don't know what it is. And then she told me, yes, actually, I'm living with a man and things. I said, you have to leave the place. Because I see an accident before you. And this accident, I see it in the month of February 2019. I saw you lying down, just as I'm speaking with you, and blood on the ground. It's like some you were killed by a knife or something. Now, it was a discussion between us. I don't tell people what counseling, what I do with other people in counseling. So I just left it there. And she made her way, no, but she stood up and left. The mother said, oh, what was the outcome? I said, no, nothing, everything is fine. But do you know what God did? While we were praying, after 4 days, our own younger sister saw a vision. She saw a vision of the elder sister lying dead, pool of blood. Another sister saw that same lady who did not know that we talked, lying down, pool of blood. That can be their minds. This is what I'm talking about. Our faith is anointed to interact with God. But we guide by the word. Then these two visions coming. And I said, has anybody seen anything? Being that they were just coming up. They were afraid to say yes. Secondly, are you that just came? You just told us you spoke Indian name. How could you? Maybe your vision is based on Indian name smoking. The one you spoke 4 days ago is still shaking. That's why you saw something. So they just came. They didn't say anything. I closed the meeting at 4:30. And the brother offered to drop me at the hotel as we just climbed the hill to go into the car. Two sisters come, they were running crying. Very nice, please don't go. something, Lord, I want to tell you something, came up. What is it? We all went back. I saw something before you said that. Because when I left, I said, well, I don't know what you've seen, but I saw an accident of somebody that is not here in the month of February, lying on the floor with a pool of blood. So when I said that, it struck something in her. Who actually, those who saw that? And I walked away because I was going. And then they came and called back. What happened? They said the same thing. And I said, okay, if that be the case, let's give her a second chance. Let's call her back. And the Lord did it. She came this time and offered to move out of the house immediately. She agreed to move before we told her the vision. So that it would not be because she had said that she wants to die.
Amen.
Amen. We just called and said, sister, have you thought about that? She said, I've not had peace. I'm moving. I'm leaving. I said, okay. When are you moving? She said, I've already started moving my things. Then I said, okay, sister, share the vision you have got for your sister in the congregation. And she stood up with the microphone and said it. And everybody was just looking. Yes. God is not true with us until it is over.
Amen.
Our faith must be anointed.
Amen.
It must put it to, we must put it to work. So we're going to pray right now. Amen.
Amen.
And awaken those things that are sleeping in us.
Amen.
We must wake up. Not these eyes. We must wake up. The gift of faith. I was saying, sisters, it is your prayers that are very more important before the Lord, for the church, for the work. I have older sisters in India that I pray with. They are of the age of 75, 83. I think Brother Gavin will know, yes, he does know them. Sister Valentine's, maybe she's 79 by now. Older sisters, praying. What about the young ones? What about the young brothers? Like he was saying a while ago, it is you that ought to choose your friends. You are not so cheap to be chosen by people. No. You are too special to be everybody's friend. Yes. Decide where you go. Decide what you eat. Be guided. Be led by the Spirit. Break the roof.
Amen.
Let down the problem. The Lord will take it from there.
Amen.
Amen. So if we believe, we are going to bow our heads. And the Lord will touch that part that has been kept.
One,
you will stir it up. He will open your eyes. He will speak to your heart.
Hallelujah.
He will give you a sign. God is talking to us every time. He's calling our attention, but we never actually know that He's calling our attention. Brother Jonathan was talking to me a while ago. He said, just sat down and was quiet, and something said to him. Not something. Because He didn't tell you, jump from the window. No. The Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Let's not be afraid to try to recognize it.
Right.
Give it its place.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Give it its place. Let the Lord have His way. Who are you to think good? We are not that good to think good. Who are you to consider to do anything that is right? We are our minds. Are after pleasure. Yes. But when you see your thought driving you through certain roads, thinking about a brother, thinking about a sister, calling somebody, how have you been? That's not just you. The Lord is fellowshipping with His bride.
Amen. Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He's doing that. We need to recover. Said the Holy Ghost will also show you things to come.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Things to come. Why were we not worried about this whole thing? I was just quiet all the while. Just texting. Oh, there's no visa. I went to Singapore embassy. It almost cost my life. There was so much traffic and I had to go on a motorbike. I joined the motorbike. And the person riding a motorbike on a 19-kilometer bridge with cars going with full speed, no helmet, and they catch a person, zoom. And I said, this trip, you are just jumping. When the time comes, we will go. Because the Lord gave a voice. Sister Brie got a dream. I said to me, Brother Nice, I don't know. Your trip will be a lasting thing, rush. And I said, we were praying, we were actually fasting at that time. She also joined us in the fast. I said, oh, I just saw this, it will be a last minute rush. I said before the church, it's not our property. A vision is not your property. God ministering to your heart is not your property. When a discernment comes, when you speak it out, it becomes a prophecy. We watch over it. It's not yours. So share. Tell the pastor. He will help in guiding. Because most times, the problem why people shy away from gifts is because so much confusion can arise because of that. Because everybody wants to see something. Like in Philippines also, we had a problem. We were praying about that time. Oh, something here, somebody's saying, oh, it must be this way. One angel comes and tell you this person is good. One angel comes and tell you this person is wrong. No. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about what we have already established in the scriptures.
Right.
Amen. So at the last minute, God did it.
Amen.
It was such a shocking thing. I've never had that. The ticket from Singapore to Fiji was a different ticket. Okay, let me buy Lagos to Singapore and use the ticket I already bought. They said, no. If you want to buy your ticket, buy fresh. We are not going to, you can't land in Singapore and spend more than this hour. You can't spend 25 hours in Singapore. You have to find a way to do it within 12 hours. And the flights were not there. But on the last day, to buy a ticket on Saturday to fly on Sunday, that is suicide. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not wise. No wise man does that.
Right.
But it had to be done. And it came to pass. It came to pass. Your trip will be a last minute rush.
Right.
That didn't come from a brother. It came from a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are fellow heirs of God. Amen.
Amen.
And a journey as important as like this. And you say, God is passing through. No. We are heirs together of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Joint heirs with the Son. So let us allow the Lord to break our roof.
Amen.
And let our gifts be anointed.
Amen.
So that we can complement one another.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Glory to God. Jesus.
If you are here and you have some misunderstanding, whatever it is that someone has offended you and you can't forgive, because when you weigh the weight of what he or she had done, it troubles you. And when you think about it, it really gives you headache. Just ask the Lord to give you grace to forgive.
Amen.
You need the grace of God to help you.
Amen.
To forgive.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why the Lord is bringing this. He's diverting the message back to this again, just because there's somebody that he wants to rescue. We must talk to him concerning these things. Lord, help me. I have this weight. I'm unable to forgive this brother. I'm unable to forgive this sister. Ask the Lord. I just need your help. On the ordinary, I can't do it. But Lord, help me to remove this burden from my shoulder. Talk to the Lord. He who forgives our iniquities and healeth our diseases. But he also said, Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us ask the Lord for His help.
Glory, glory.
Just open up to Him. Communicate with Him. God wants to hear you. If you are here also, and your walk with God is shaking, talk to the Lord. Lord, I've been distracted. I've not been the person you have made me to be. I raise up too many things more important in this time of my youth than the word of the Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to be like Timothy.
Yes.
Help me to be like Silvanus.
Hallelujah.
They followed Paul. They were doing their own work. They were not failures. They weren't failures. Let's not think that serving the Lord or paying attention to His word will make us slow. No. Ask the Lord for mercy. Have you ever taken time to pray for that brother that is no longer here? Not that they went to another church. They just went out. Even some of them have gone back to the denomination. That's not the right thing. Let's ask God for mercy. If you are also here, maybe you are still in a church, in a church system, and you have not met the Jesus Christ of the Bible. You are in some denomination, like I've mentioned, went to, so we are preaching everywhere. All people come, Methodist, SDA, Catholic, Pentecostal, UPC, Assemblies of God. You need to hear the word of God. You need to get out from those businesses, those business empires, and come to the faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, He said,
Hallelujah.
Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Right.
Jesus said that remission of sins, Amen. Repentance and remission of sins must be preached in His name. If you have not taken the name of the Lord upon your life to be a covering, you need to come out. You need to believe. You need to be baptized in His name. You need to continue in the truth of the Lord and let Him help you. Yes. Whatever it is that we are shortfall of, let us come to the Lord. If you have despised the gift of God in the past, you had a dream of something about to happen and you didn't tell it and the thing happened and maybe it was wrong, maybe it was something negative and that thing befall somebody, you've had that issue. Ask God for mercy. Lord, I will not despise your gift. If the Lord is placing in your heart to do something or give something or help somewhere,
yes, sir.
But you are hardening your heart because you just want to please yourself and the world you know, ask God for mercy. We talk to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, help us. Where we have failed, help us. When He forgives our iniquities, He will heal our diseases, our spiritual disease, our physical disease. Lord, deliver me from the spirit of dumbness. I cannot be dumb. This is a kingdom of words. A kingdom of words. Lord, help me. Don't let me be dumb. Speak into my life. Maybe you are here as a young person. You are indulging in some habit that is destroying you. And you know it is destructive. You don't like it. But you are struggling. You are struggling. Ask the Lord. I want to be free right now. Because if you take something from a child, you need to replace it. When you remove a child, said, "I want to play with something," and it is not for the child to play with. When the parents take such from the child, they put something else in his hand. You have to take the Spirit of the Lord. You have to hold on to something. You have to hold on to the Word of the Lord as a replacement to that habit.
Amen.
Ask the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's keep our heads bowed if we still want to pray. So right now, before I pray.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is that you want to bring before the Lord, just where you are, there's no need for you to move from your seat. Where you are.
Yes.
Just bring it to your heart. Bring it down in your mind. And say, Lord, this condition, I want you to touch it right now. If you are sick in the body, lay your hands in that spot and believe him. Just while seated there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't need to touch you. But the Lord will touch you.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
If your mind is confused, just lay it in your head and trust the Lord. Believe him. Heavenly Father, we thank you this moment. Thank you for your peace. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's what scripture says. And all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost has told us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running and they are saved. Lord, I pray for this congregation.
Amen. Yes.
We are here in a humble way to have fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Just not impressing any soul, but the Holy Ghost doing its work. I pray, Lord, that you forgive us our trespasses,
yes,
our weaknesses, our iniquities, O God.
Wonderful.
Thank you for forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
Even now, Lord, you met people on the road. Even before preaching to them, they needed help. You gave them help. The most important thing was coming to you, believing who you were and who you still are now, because the door is yet open. And so, Lord, because in your day on earth, physically, you touched the centurion's child. You touched the woman's child, those that were sick. Before you spoke the word to them, you have already healed them. So we pray right now, Lord. How much more the family of God? Let your power descend. Cause your children to receive right now, without any distraction, the power of God. Move into that situation. Let there be healing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood that he shed for our redemption, the redemption of our bodies, not of our spirit first, I pray, Lord, that let healing virtues be released in the spirit, and may we receive it in our bodies, in the name of Jesus Christ. every physical ailment. Their body is bound to decay, but God is a healer. Therefore, Lord, stretch forth your hand and touch that case.
Hallelujah.
Whatever. Touch that situation. Heal.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
Let the hand of God.
Amen.
Touch you.
Hallelujah.
Heal you. Break the chains, that the cords that bind you. Cut them loose.
Amen.
I pray from your head, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the mind of your people be restored.
Amen.
Every confusion.
Hallelujah.
That the enemy is casting as a projection against your people, I command every confusion.
Hallelujah.
To come to an end. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Will lead us to all truth.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray, even physically, if there is a migraine, if there is a headache of any sort, from pressure, Lord, from pain or from stress, I pray healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every heart, every tissue, every cell,
Hallelujah.
Every organ of your body that the enemy is distorting.
Hallelujah.
Flesh, oh Lord of heaven, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are a healer, you were healing yesterday, you are healing today, you will never stop healing. May we be beneficiaries of your blessings today. Let healing touch your people right now.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray.
Hallelujah.
That you activate the gift of God in the life of your people.
Hallelujah.
Open their spiritual ears to hear.
Hallelujah.
Open their spiritual eyes to see. Lord, may their minds be activated. The Bible says,
Hallelujah.
Lord, that the Holy Ghost brings this inspiration. May we receive that inspiration to communicate with the Lord, our Father. God is a spirit. Oh Lord, may we not cease to operate in the spirit. For flesh profit nothing. Oh Father in the heavens, I pray. Activate your gifts in the life of your people. Help right now. Whatever roof needs to be uncovered, Lord, break it open. Let us break that roof and uncover it.
Hallelujah.
Those spiritual coverings that shake your children away from your light. Let your light shine and let darkness disappear.
Glory
Father, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Grant the power,
Hallelujah.
Lord, this hour, that your people will be restored unto you. That personal time we used to have, that we no longer have.
Yes.
That personal voice we used to hear, that we no longer hear.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, let there be a restoration. I break that barrier.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the pillar of fire come in between you and the enemies come. They will see you no more.
Amen.
They will touch you no more.
Amen.
They will speak to you no more.
Hallelujah.
You will hear only of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Bible says, they shall be taught of God, and all that will hear God will come unto Jesus Christ, the Word of God. We have come into the world. Let us enjoy the benefits of the Word. Father Lord, thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for wiping tears. Thank you for breaking the barriers. Thank you for this light. That is shining in our hearts.
Glory, glory.
Finally, Lord.
Glory, glory.
I pray for those that have gone away. Our sons,
Lord.
Our daughters, our friends. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
you who started the work that we've seen in Nadi, in Suba.
Yes.
Young people coming back. Father, same anointing is present. Even now.
Amen.
To do the same good work that you have done.
Hallelujah.
Father, we did not call them. Parents didn't have phone numbers. They didn't have contacts. But they came. Oh, they came. And they just walked in from nowhere. It's just unbelievable. Lord, we thank you for that. But Lord, right now, in this land of Singapore, on this island, I speak to every soul that is supposed to be seated here, wherever they are. Lord, the same God that could not allow the husband of Esther to sleep. Until Esther came.
Yes.
Until Mordecai was blessed. That same God speak to the hearts of our sons, our daughters, our brothers, and our sisters. Every prodigal type that has gone, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, come back home. The door is open for you. You are not an Egyptian. Come back home. In the name of Jesus Christ, every confused person,
yes.
Lord, even those that have left even because of some frivolous excuses,
hallelujah.
I pray, Lord,
hallelujah.
We forgive them.
Yes.
Let them come back home.
Hallelujah.
Let them come back to the fountain
hallelujah.
That is flowing with deep love. Let them come back and drink freely of this water. Let
hallelujah.
The confusion come to an end. Let peace be still. I pray for any soul here that the enemy was working their minds and working against them, and then they are feeling that, oh, they are getting discouraged, they are tired, and thinking of maybe in 2019, I just want to rest a little. I come against that spirit of discouragement. Come back in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Finally, bless every family here, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless every life here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've seen sisters and brothers who have served you in pain and in sorrow and in tears and in trials. Trials here and there. But we know, Lord, that, Lord, you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Lay hands on those situations. Lessen this burden, cross that they are carrying. Heal their bodies and heal their situation. Touch everything, every need. If there be debts, oh Lord, may you remove debts in the name of Jesus. Let peace be still. Thank you for your power. Your word is true.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord,
hallelujah.
For lightening the gifts of God in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Shalom to your soul.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Shifa Kaulika Unto income Ampatu Chale Nena Mahoi Na Akuin Mushu Teriki Mahala Okono Nene Nako Oi Shita Bahai Ankono Mushe Ink Paon Shatai Unta Iki Moko Turn thy face unto me, my people. Turn thy heart and return unto me, my people. The hour has come that my word that shall go forth will have come to its fulfillment, would have reached its peak where my people will come to that fullness, into that perfection of my word. For that which you have heard today, receive it. For one of these days, it shall no longer be. For thus saith the Lord unto my people, receive my word. Hallelujah.
Glory be to your name, Lord. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Lord. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hello, sister there.
Amen.
Can I pray with you, young lady? Would you stand?
One.
You there. Yes. Just stand. You. Just stand. You, sister, yes. God bless you. Do you come to this church?
Yes.
Let's bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your daughter. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your light. Every strange spirit from the stranger, every voice that is calling your daughter, every drum that is playing that is not of you, Lord, let the drums of the enemy be broken up. Hear them no more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. Shalom, church.